Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉建立告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
And I'm Spencer.
今天我们要说说老外在中国最怕听到的几句话。
Okay, so the things that we're like scared of most, like the sentences, like things we don't want to hear Chinese people ask us, basically.
对。
Or the things that we get tired of being asked, maybe.
Yeah, I think more like that.
Yeah.
我们不会说那种就特别 common 什么你赚多少钱你在哪里工作怎么怎么样 those were beyond that 这些讲的太多了、我们今天要说说有一些就我们中国人觉得是很我很好奇我想问他或者 we're just trying to strike a conversation、就是我们在跟你讲点找点话跟你聊聊但是其实你说的这些外国人特别怕听到或者特别烦听到、tired of hearing、好那希望今天的节目能够帮你就是更加懂怎么跟老外来接触吧来聊天因为很多朋友就是说跟老外真的不知道说什么没话说其实我觉得大家都是人、而且他也是在中国的老外就是、他们很希望我们把他当别把他们当外人看、Don't treat you guys like foreigners, strangers, right? 好那先来说一个 Spencer, 你最怕听到什么
Oh man, there's a few. I mean, the most common one that, you know, I'd still get, and it'll, you know, 你中文超好中文说得很好
你中文确实是很好、
谢谢。
但是你是不是最烦听到这个是你刚说了一句你好
Yeah. No, I mean, if I say something like that, they wouldn't expect me to say, like, oh, okay, and they mean it. But yeah, if I just say like, oh, 你好, they're like, oh, wow, it's so good. I think, God, is this ridiculous? Like, come on.
I just said 你好.
I think, though, when I first, you know, started studying Chinese and people would say that to me, though, it really, it did, you know, 鼓励我继续学习
It was positive reinforcement.
Yeah. You know, it push me to keep studying, you know. But after a while, you get to a point where if I say something, you know, 如果我说什么很简单的一句话或者说法，对吧？然后他们说，哦，你中文很好。I think, like, you know, 我已经听都挺腻了。
So it's more like you're tired of
Yeah. Just kind of tired of hearing it, you know.
对，这个，我也是很多身边的外国朋友他们也特别烦听到这一句、当然我就一直跟他们说我说不是是我们就是觉得你很棒啊你那么努力的学中文、so you know we really think you guys are awesome you know you put in this effort we mean it really well
but that's what I mean though I mean if I say something if I actually have like a conversation with you and then you say oh wow you know 你中文超棒啊 I think okay wellThanks, you mean it. But if I just say something really simple and like that's the first thing they say, it's kind of like an empty compliment.
你就说就是不真诚的，对吧？对，所以
not 不是那么 sincere.
是，是，所以我觉得很多时候吧，在这儿已经住了蛮多时间，而且中文好的老外，他如果还是一讲你好，然后中国人就说哇，你中文很好。他们会觉得我们很把他当外人。就是我跟几个外国朋友聊，他们都觉得说 ，I really wanna, you know, just fit in with you guys.就是你们不要把我们当成就是老外 foreigners。而且很多外国人好像也不喜欢人家一直说他哦老外老外，他觉得like the term 老外 is very, I wouldn't say disparaging, but maybe it's just.It makes them different somehow, and they want to really fit in as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, like in America, I mean, 当然, you know, 美国是一个移民国家, like everybody is from somewhere else, so we all kind of are used to living with each other, you know, but we're not going to say, hey, the Chinese guy, or hey, the black guy, or hey, the Spanish guy. You say, hey, you know, we might call them by their name or something.
是，就不会 label, 就标签,
这些标签,
是吧? Yeah. 好。那啊，第二个我们要说老外很怕听到的话呢，就是 Can you teach me English？或者你能不能教我孩子英文？或者 anything to do with help with their English？
Yeah.
How do you feel about this？
I don't know, mixed feelings. I mean, now it's like, nah, I'm not interested. Maybe a few years ago, if I had some spare time, I'd be like, oh, I can make some money off of that. Yeah, maybe I'd pursue it.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes I know some people find it very annoying just because you speak English. It's like, come on, you know, teach me. Or you know someone that can teach me.
对。
But I mean, it makes sense. I can understand why they would ask that.
主要就是要看情况。如果这个人真的是个老师，或者他比较年轻，刚来中国。
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have time, and like Spencer said, maybe they'll be interested in making a few extra bucks teaching, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
但是如果这个人他已经好好的自己有一个工作，正经的工作 ，they have their own job in Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
然后如果还老是听到这种，你可以教我英文吗？可以什么教我孩子英文吗？
Yeah.
就是外国人真的会觉得有点maybe a little bit disrespectful in a way.
嗯、mm. ，
好像不是，也不。但是他们不觉得你是恶意的就是不尊重他们、
嗯、
但他们只是觉得说你应该了解一下我是谁我的背景而不是第一个听到我会讲英文、
嗯、
那个反应就是 Help me with my English
Yeah, 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 yeah Exactly, I agree、
啊、接下来一个我觉得是美国人很烦听到的、
是哪一个
就是啊，美国啊，美国福利很好吧
Oh, the benefits are really good, aren't they? Yeah, not really.
I talked to a few Americans and they're like, oh no, they don't understand、
Mm-mm.
how bad our whole welfare situation
yeah,
is.
Yeah, the welfare situation sucks. Yeah, it's not good.
对，就是我觉得不同的国家了，当然有什么 Nordic countries 那些北欧的，他们可能是福利很好。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
但是美国真的福利 unless I think you're 特别收入低的人、
嗯、
就可能他会有一些 social I don't know like safety nets
yeah but even that those programs are not good the quality sucks and there's a lot of stipulations and it doesn't work that well
对反正总的来说吧美国真的是属于 developed country 发达国家里面 benefits social benefits 社会福利最不好的
还还 yeah, 对我觉得我们的福利还是在发展中发达yeah, 发展中对吧 you could say that we're a 发达国家 but our you know 福利 you know 倒是不是的
So how exactly does that work? 就是你们的福利差具体是、medical benefits,
yeah, I mean,
unemployment.
I mean, yeah, I mean, medical benefits aren't that great. The unemployment definitely isn't so good either. And then, I mean, the social security is supposed to dry up. I think we've talked about this before.
对对对，就这个、yeah.政府已经都没钱了要 bankrupt 对吧
yeah,
这个福利体系、
yeah.
对我觉得我们经常会听到一些不太真实的一些 statements 一些说法说什么、哦、在美国或者在什么国外你不用工作你就可以吃救济就是 you
yeah,
can、
right.
live off of your unemployment benefits
yeah, no way
No way in America.
No, it's not gonna, it doesn't work that well.
对，所以就是美国人很怕听到中国人说，就是哦，你们福利很好，因为他们心里是很苦的，对吧？
Well, I got another one. Hey, 你吃汉堡吗？ You eat hamburgers.
而且没有，主要是有些人是 you eat hamburgers and pizzas all the time.
Yeah, yeah, they always think
they assume.
And then another thing, I get this from the guys in my 在我住的那个小区里，我的保安他 he always say, Hey, 你会做饭吗？ Can you cook?
他们觉得美国人不会做饭吗？ Like, where does that come from?
I have no idea. Maybe he just thinks.Maybe he thinks I can't cook like Chinese type food and we're in China, so what am I going to eat? I don't really know, but you know, 我是天天做饭的 so like I tell him I can cook.
对，其实讲到那个什么汉堡啊、披萨还有做饭，可能我们就觉得美国就是 fast food culture，快餐也特别多，而且确实有很多的美国人是经常吃快餐，对吧？但是呢，我觉得选择到中国来的美国人，或者在中国住了一段时间的美国人，they're not that type of Americans.
No.
是吧
？I think so. Anyway, I agree. I got another one. How about你看篮球吗？Do you watch basketball?
Oh, you get that a lot?
Oh, I get that a lot. They say, oh, Kobe, how bang, Kobe. I'm like, because, you know, they 看到我, 因为我是比较壮的一个男生，对吧？他们觉得，哦，他肯定喜欢看什么运动啊，喜欢看篮球啊。 You know, so it'd be like, oh, how about basketball? You really like basketball. I think,
You don't follow basketball.
I don't watch sports.
Oh, 真的？你自己喜欢 workout 健身，但你不看？
因为我是我自己最爱的运动员，对吧？ I don't.
You go. You go, girl.
I don't know. I mean, I read and I don't know, hang out with friends and do music and do other things. I don't have time for watching sports.
哎，那你想不想回国？
Oh yeah.
你很想回国。
You want to go home, right? Or do you want to go home? Or better yet.You're from America. Why are you here?
对，你们福利那么好。
Yeah. 你为什么来中国嘛? And it's not like, oh, what do you do here? It's like, what are you doing here? 你来到这里干嘛呢?
No, but I have to say maybe those statements come from the older generation.
Yeah, I usually get these from taxi drivers.
对对对，比较年纪大的。年轻的人，我觉得现在因为大家资讯很发达，至少对美国的文化，美国的可能生活有一更好的了解吧、mm-hmm. 但是对我觉得就是你想不想回国 depending on how you ask it、
yeah.
有的时候 it comes across as are you just dying to go home
yeah. Yeah,
有点那感觉就是 你肯定就是来不及想回去的那个、mm-hmm. 嗯，好那我们今天讲了很多其实都是I think there's no harm in any of the things that Chinese say to a foreigner. 我们肯定不是那种恶意的 no harm,、mm-hmm. 就 malicious 的那种敌意的。只是有时候不太知道跟你们聊什么，所以就会 those are like our conversational clutches,、
yeah.
就是我们说话时候那些拐。
科比，汉堡。
对，拐杖 conversational clutches.
嗯、
yeah, sure. ，那我们今天想跟大家说的就是这些很。Stereotypical 脸谱化、mm. or like labeling people basically
yeah
这样的你最好还是不要说、mm. 特别是在这儿已经有一段时间的外国人、
mm.
I think they really sort of 他们的想法就是我很想融入、
mm.
中国的社会我想交就是跟中国人是朋友你们不要那么见外 right、mm-hmm. and that's the reason why maybe they get a bit annoyed when they hear these things over and over again
yeah I agree
嗯，好那我们今天的节目希望你会喜欢那我们今天的升级版是很有意思的、
mm.
我们会跟你 categorize 啊，总结一下在中国的十大类老外
ten most common types of foreigners
yeah, 很经典就是希望大家会喜欢啊。然后开言英语呢我们就是不光教你很地道很自然的口语我们也同时带你了解语言背后文化的东西因为这样我觉得外国人和中国人才会有一个有意义的交流、mm. meaningful conversation meaningful communication
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
好希望大家喜欢今天的节目然后 if we missed out anything 有哪些其他老外很怕听到的
yeah, what kind of questions do you like to ask 老外
大家可以在今天节目推送留言里面来告诉我们好那我们的微信公众号是开言英语开放的开语言的言上来跟我们交流吧 we'll see you next time 再见
下次再见